EWA-517, do you want to report a UFO? Over.
Negative. We don't want to report.
Ares 31, do you wish to report a UFO? Over.
Negative. We want to report one of those either.
Ares 31, do you wish to file a report of any kind? Over.
I wouldn't know what kind of report to file, sir.
Ares 31, me neither.
There 71 Papa Golf, go ahead.
And was there anybody at above us that passed us like 30 seconds ago?
There 71 Papa Golf, negative.
Okay. Stop this. It's a UFO.
Yeah. Hey, it's Murder 295. Yeah, something just passed over. Don't know what it was, but it's at least 2,000-3,000 feet above us. Yeah, it passed right over the top of us.
911.
You guys busy? Do we just call about the UFOs that are?
Mm-hmm.
They're out there, taking airplanes.
And it is
matched.
Bob, I swear to God, 4 calls in on an unidentified object over Liberty.
4 calls?
4 calls on an unidentified flying object.
All right, man, take a look. All right, we'll check it out.
Welcome to UFO Chronicles, a place where people share their experiences of the strange and unexplained. If you've had an encounter and would like to be on the show, you can email me at ufochronicles@gmail.com.
Hello and welcome to the show, everyone, wherever in the world you are listening from tonight. Today's guest is Melinda from Missouri to share some of her UFO encounters and sightings of a strange monkey creature that has been seen on multiple occasions by herself and her family. And if you want to get in contact with me to share your encounter, you can email me at ufochronicles@gmail.com or via my website, ufochroniclespodcast.com. If you enjoy the show and you would like to help support the podcast on Patreon, you can do this for as little as $1 a month. Head on over to www.patreon.com/UFO Chronicles Podcast. You can also find a link in the description of this episode below. Any help is very much appreciated. Now, on with the show. Welcome to the show, Melinda.
Hello, this is Melinda.
Great to have you on today. Now, you come to us from Missouri today.
Yes, South Kansas City at Belton, Missouri. Belton, it's off the main freeway.
And today you're going to be sharing UFO sightings that date back to when you were a child.
Yes.
Would you like to start with the early ones, please, Melinda?
Okay. Thing with the UFOs, and I don't know what all the cryptids are, you know, because I've seen that at the program deals with that too. And it's like, I know the things that I've seen, but I didn't know they had labels. You know what I mean? I didn't know they had names. But this has been part of my life, my mom said, since I was born. So it's my whole family. It's not just me that's had experiences. It's what's probably made me be the way I am with my personality. You know, I'm not negative. I like to smile. I like to be positive. And if I'm around a negative person too much, that makes me not feel very good. And it's like, I need a vacation. But I have always been interested in space, you know, and I think that's probably influenced me. I think I maybe told you a little bit, but the one that I remember, I wasn't even 5 years old yet. And, you know, where you hear about the bright lights. And the bright light, I was with my mom. This was in Kansas City. And we was in the kitchen area. And the light come down really bright. And it came through the wall. It came through the cracks. It came through everything, this light. And it came into the house where we was. I don't know how it did that. And it was a really bright light. And that was right before I turned 5. And my mom said I used to disappear out of my baby bed when I was little. It was just my family. There was no one else there. You know what I'm saying? This has been things that I've had to live with my whole life with no explanations, no understanding of it. then, I must have been around 10 years old or so. And my cousin, this was in Independence, Missouri, we looked out my bedroom window and seen what appeared to be a UFO like you see in the movies, except for this was back in the 1960s. You know what I'm saying? They didn't have them kind of movies on TV yet. And this was things we were seeing in person. And this wasn't, it wasn't huge. It was about the size of a car, you know, and no one believed us. We went and told our parents, you know, on the other part. They didn't even come look out the window. We seen it, and they could have if they'd have looked out the window. And the next day, it was on the radio. People reported seeing an unidentified flying object at our address. And they didn't believe us, and we seen it. And that was on the radio station here, a local station we was here. And then another time at the same address. I don't know what happened or whatever. It's like you got memory lapse kind of things. And then in the backyard, there was one of them circles that you see at where nothing would grow on it in the backyard. And it like peered out of nowhere. And it was in our backyard at that same address. And I lived there for like 8 years. I think my grandma was still alive and she passed away when I was 9. And up in North Missouri where I was born at, there was like a UFO out in the timbers. My grandma and grandpa, they was off of a 600-acre farm, and they owned 180 acres, and all the other was aunts and uncles and cousins. It was no big deal. You know what I'm saying? It was like our family was so used to this kind of stuff. It's like, This is how my family was, because it was part of our lives. And because everybody usually thinks you're crazy, if you believe in such things, you try not to talk about it. The only ones that talk about it sit around Thanksgiving table and everybody gets together, family, because everybody knows everybody's stories. You know, they all have experienced it or seen it with us. And some of my friends have been with me and seen the same things. It's like, I know I wasn't hallucinating. Other people seen it too and seen different things. And it's like, I'm always just a nervous wreck to say too much because I don't want labeled as a crazy person. You know what I mean? And it's like, whatever it is, it's real. I've changed my mind several times on what I think it is or what they are, because there's more than one kind and they don't all look alike. I'm undecided what they are. They could be military and Russians for all I know. You know what I mean? But I do know that it exists and it's very real, and I have experienced stuff, and everybody that has it says, well, they can't remember. I remember. And if there's sometimes that I can't, it's like, man, I'm willing to be hypnotized to find out the parts that I don't know. You know what I mean? It's just been throughout the years, different years, and my children. And then when it gets been into the cryptids, I've seen them. I just always call them a monkey creature. I asked my one friend who's a Sasquatch hunter. They believe in the Sasquatches. And that's been their life of them searching for and wanting to find one. And I asked him a while back, I said, could the thing I seen been one of them? And I described it to him. He says, no, it doesn't sound like the same thing. And at that same address where that bright light was, this was before my 5th birthday, because we moved when I was 5. And so I know I was before my age 5. This monkey creature, that's the only thing I can think of to call it, was hanging on my swing set in the backyard. Now, keep in mind, I'm a child seeing this, and it was alive, and it was not like what was at the zoo. And I remember my thoughts to this day, what I thought then. That's not my toy, you know, that's not my monkey toy. And his name was Jocko. I had a toy monkey named Jocko, you know, these chimpanzees, but this was an older one. My grandma bought it for me when I wasn't very old, and it was sitting on the chair in the front room. And I remember thinking that it's not him, you know, it was probably about 3 feet tall. It was hanging on the swing set, and it's like, it doesn't have anything to do with UFOs that I'm aware of, but it might. And then my daughter seen it. And she thought it was a toy, and I let her believe it was a toy. I let her believe it because I was scared. And then her and her girlfriend was at my sister's house, and they had an experience and it got hold of them by their ankle and tried to, you know, get hold of them. And it's like, I don't know if it's the same one, if it's if we inherited this thing, follow our family, or what the deal is. This would have probably been in the late 1990s that this happened. And so, and my sons here at this town have been in, you know, going in the backyard and looked up and seen a UFO, and then seen one over the neighbor's swimming pool. And it's like, they're wide awake. You know what I mean? They're not dreaming. They're awake, and they come running in the house, you know. And so that's why I said it's either something out of the ordinary, but it might be something military. You know what I mean? But if you go back in history, the military wasn't like we have now that we are aware of. And these things are seen in paintings. One that sticks out in my brain was, this was around 1970, out in Idaho, between Mountain Home and Boise. We had been to go see my girlfriend. I was in 10th grade at the time, and we had moved from Mountain Home to Boise, and we was building a house, and we was going to get one of my friends that was a guy to help paint. So on the way there, we seen what we thought was an airplane wreck above the mountains to the south between Boise and Mountain Home. And they didn't have such thing as cell phones back then. We was going to wait till we got to town to call it in. And while we're looking at this thing, now this is with my mom and my dad. We pulled over alongside the road to watch, to see. And it looked like an airplane exploded in the sky. It's bright light. And it disappeared, and then it bright light again. And then it split in two and made two bright lights. And then before you know it, they're like down on the ground, and it looks like. But now keep in mind, this was in 70s, you know, this was a long time ago before these movies was made, you see. But that's, I think the people who made these sci-fi movies is experienced didn't say that it's sci-fi. That's what I think. And these things look like they were shooting each other. It's like, oh, maybe they're practice shooting. Then at the same time, along the ditch, along the road, was these red, bright light circles about the size of a basketball in a circle. And it was hollow, and it was these red circles going in a circle, chasing each other around and around and around. And they was all up and down the ditch, these circle thingies. And when I mean circles, it was a circle going around and around. And there were several up and down the ditch area along this side out in the desert. And we hurried up and got out of there, and the bright light, whatever it was, followed us to Mountain Home. So when we get to town, we tell our friend ahead of time, we got something. If it's there on our way home, we want you to look and tell us what you see. You know, we wasn't telling them what we saw. We wanted them to give us their opinion, what it looked like that they seen. And so on our way back from Mountain Home to Boise, it was still there. And, you know, it appeared bright light. And that thing followed us and chased us. And my dad gassed the car like 100 miles an hour, all the way as far as the speedometer would go, and that thing followed us all the way to, like, out in the country of Boise, Idaho, before it disappeared when we got closer to town. And then at that house, you know, our friends said what they seen, and they seen it looked like a UFO and the bright light. I don't know how they do it. I think their technology is way beyond us, whatever or whoever they are. And then our neighbors would tell us that they would see what looked like UFOs and stuff sitting between our house and the trailer we was living in while we was building the house. Our neighbors would see things in our yard, not anyone else's, not up in the sky, but in our yard between where we was at in the nighttime, and that they glowed. But they had a white glow to them. And then I looked out the windows in the trailer, because we lived out in the desert. There's creatures out there. You just, like, looking in the window at me. And it's like, you didn't go outside at night, you know, if you seen what I seen. And then my daughter, when she seen the things she did, she didn't open her curtains at night. And this was just things that were just ongoing. But that's one of the ones where people seen it, you know. And I don't know, like with your story, if you want people, you know, who've seen them. And this is things, this has just like been part of my life and my family. And then you get into other parts, just not anything to do with the UFO part, but the dreams. My cousins, we would have dreams that would happen, and we'd have the same dreams the same night. So our mom started taking notes from us before we talked to each other to compare our dreams, and we'd have the same dreams, and we would dream things that would happen. And one time in Oklahoma, my dreams was happening so much, demon pray to God not to have them. And I thought, well, it says, you know, they're going to dream dreams and have visions. I said, how do I know that that's not what God picked for me to do? So we've had a telescope and where you could look at it when we was down in Oklahoma. And it looks like it starts out as a ball and then it pops open and it's spinning because it has like a black spot on it that you can see going around it. And it looked like it had antennas. It looked like a city popped out of it. And you could see things going up and in and out of it. It was big. You know what I mean? It was huge. And this was up in the air. You know, I don't know how many miles away it was, but it was huge because you could see other things going in and out of it. It wasn't a satellite. It could turn into things. I don't think satellites can do that. I think when they stick them up there, they're just up there. This thing, whatever it was, could change shapes into a ball and, you know, like a, it was like an oval shape that was a roundish oval shape, and it could pop open, like it popped itself wrong side out. It would look like a Big Mac is what it looked like, a Big Mac that would open itself up, and you could see. And I've seen that thing quite a few times because we would look at it, and you could see it up there, but when you looked at the telescope, you could really see what it really looked like if you've seen it close up. And then another time, this was around 1994, maybe. My daughter was in a car, and a UFO went over them. And they looked up inside of it. They could see inside of it from below. And they all told the same story, and it scared my daughter so bad that, man, for a year or more, she wouldn't even watch Star Wars movie, you know? Because every New Year's, our kids always watch Star Wars, you know, and then now it takes you all night to watch them, as many as they got. But it scared her so bad, she wouldn't even watch the movie. And, but that was with my mom and two of my children seeing it. And I always wondered, did they get taken up in it and don't know it? You know what I mean? Because you hear stuff like that, and I've had stuff like that happen to me. Did they have an experience like that? And that's the part they remember, is looking up in it. And my whole family, though, has had experiences of one kind or another. And I don't know all of the different things. It's called like close encounters of the first, second, third, fourth, all of the different ones. It's like, I could say that I've been in them. And it's like, I just don't see how, because everybody doesn't believe in them, and I'm wide awake seeing these things, experiencing them. And it just, I feel uncomfortable talking about it because I don't want to get labeled, you know. I don't know what all you'd like me to tell you. Now, in 1975 in Boise, sitting in a backyard at a picnic, another UFO, and it went and ducked in the clouds. It didn't come out the other side. It stayed in the clouds, stayed there. And that was like in 75. And then like it was in 74 or 75. I remember that this UFO, it wasn't big as a football field, but it was pretty good sized. It had a thingy underneath it, like a doorway. It was like down. It came down and you went in it. And there was a bunch of people in it. And when I went in, this whatever this was, different people would beep when they went in, like a beeper thingy. But when I went in, I didn't beep. I didn't beep when I went in. And I was able to walk around, and there was people in there that looked like they was wearing nurses. You know, the white suits that the doctors wear to operate on you? that's why I question who runs some of these things and what they are. These look like us. But then, since I've been at the town that I'm at, I had an experience trying to think of what year it would have been. But wherever it took me someplace this time. And it was at a place that was like a army compound. That's the only thing I could think of. It had a like a big old fence around it with lights and out in the middle of a, you know, countryside. And I went in and you fake it. And, you know, like I said, I had to go to the bathroom and they gave me like a shot. When I came through, I made a beeline. It looked like a bar to me. And these guys that I would say, they look like, man, they look like them thingies off. I don't know if you've watched Star Wars or not, but then they was really rough looking characters in military outfits sitting all in a row. And they had beards and they had military uniforms. And when I went out around the corner of this building, this here metal bar came out and grabbed me by my arm. And it started going up the side of the building and it pulled me up off the ground about a foot where I'm dangling. And two guys who wasn't any of them that I had seen prior to like when I was in sixth grade. Now, keep in mind, this is as an adult, I'm seeing the same characters that I seen a long time ago. And they got me unhooked out of this and then went up a hill. And then I got like a UFO or whatever, brought me back home. And I had to be put in the hospital for 2 weeks. Whatever happened with that metal bar, it hurt my arm. And I had to have a metal brace on it, and my thumb and my first two fingers turned black, and I had to have a brace put on my arm. And it took about 2 years or so for them fingers to get feeling back in them, whatever happened to me. And the doctors couldn't explain it. It was unexplainable. And so that night that happened, that monkey creature, that's the only thing I can call it, was like in my front room. And both of my boys was little at the time, and they was crying and screaming. And their dad, who I was married to at the time, I tried to shake him and get him woke up, and I couldn't. And I don't understand that. And because he experienced one of the things with me one time during the year of 1976, where we both got took up together, like in a vehicle up into space. And it's just like out of the movies. I don't know if they've even had that in a movie. I think they did recently, but none of it makes any sense to me because they're not supposed to exist. It's your imagination, you know, kind of thing. And it's like, but yet I'm seeing them. I'm experiencing these things. It just, you don't meet very many people that will even talk about that kind of stuff. Like day before yesterday, when I told one of my friends about going to be on, you know, on this talk show. And they said, well, they don't believe in UFOs and stuff. It's, you know, they don't believe in it. I said, but if you've seen it your own self, I said, that's the thing. I said, you're not supposed to believe in it. But I said, I do because I've seen them. And so I've got friends who don't believe in them. And it's like, if you see them, you will. They have the bright lights, the different shapes of UFOs, and then different creatures. One time, I'd never seen one before. I just heard about them. I got to meet my first one, and I put them in categories, bad guys and good guys. And I just stuck this in the bad guy category, and it had a face like a lizard skin. I'd never experienced that before. I have no idea what its intentions was. And that happened at my house that I moved out of just about 4 years ago here where I live, whatever year that had happened, I've never seen that before. And some of them, they're usually taller than me. I was 5'10", if that gives you any idea of the height. But the monkey creature thingy, I suspect is about 3 feet tall, and it's not any taller than 4 feet tall, whatever that thing is. And I've just seen odd things talking about, you know, off the top of my head to you, the different things. And then one time, this was around 1981, we got woke up from a sleep with a voice telling us evacuate, evacuate, and that there had been a plane wreck, evacuate. We got woke up hearing a voice telling us this. So we get our two sons. My daughter hadn't been born yet. And we go in the night to my parents' home. And we slept in my sister's room. And the person who was staying with us at the time visiting, they slept on the floor in the hallway. And my sister slept with my parents in their room. And we're all in that end of the house. Well, my son disappeared. He's gone. He disappeared out of the bedroom that we're in. We're looking for him all over the place. No one's seen him. He's around probably about 2-3 years. He's about 3 years old. He's big enough to talk, but he doesn't know everything yet. You know, I mean, he's still a toddler. And we're looking in the clothes closets, under the bed, everything. And this is at my parents' home that we had went to. And we can't find him. Well, he disappeared out of nowhere, like. And he's saying, Grandma, do it again. Do it again. It's like, what? Do it again. I want to ride the white light. I want to ride the white light. It's like, how did he even know what the color white was? You know what I mean? And so something happened to my second born son. And this was in Excelsior Springs around 1981 at my folks' house. But we had been woke up in the night. We actually called the police department to tell about it. And it's like, they thought we was crazy. It's like, just not an airplane wreck. But then about like that next day or whatever, within that time frame, there was an airplane wreck that hit a building or something. You know, like a business or whatever. And it's like, they probably investigated me, wondering why I knew that. But that is something that happened. We had, about 1980, was at the theater, the drive-in theater out in the country, up by Excelsior Springs. They had an outdoor theater. You could see lights in the sky, like they was playing with each other. And they didn't have such thing as drones yet. These was lights. Bright light ball, you know, like a bright sudden light. And they was like chasing each other. They was all over up in the sky. Well, they'd go in a circle and they'd spread out and then they'd go do different things. And we watched them quite a while that night. And they was up there a good half hour at least up in the sky at the drive-in theater. And we could see them and watch them. And so what I wonder about them, like I mentioned before, does certain families inherit these things? Do they follow them? Are we marked? You know, it makes me wonder. So one of the times we was coming the summer of 1976, there was a bright light. We was on our way back to Missouri, and there was a bright light following us, and my dad's driving. My cousin from Missouri is with us, and my family. We're driving, you know, cross country, headed here on the main drag. And there was these bright lights. There's about three of them. And they followed us, you know, for hours up in the sky following us, these bright lights. And they could just keep right up with you. And that was like in 1976. Then around 1978, at one of the houses we lived at in Excelsior Springs, seen a giant spider, huge, gigantic spider that's about the size of a piece of notebook paper, like an 8x10 or something. It was pretty good size. I stayed up all night watching for that crazy thing, sitting on a chair without my feet on the floor. I have no idea where it came from, what it was. And off and on, we'd see that thing. And I think we finally got rid of them when we moved at one of our places. And I figured that they moved in a school desk or something. I have no idea what they was or where they came from. And in that house, you could hear voices, like in the stairs. You could hear voices. Up in Milan, Missouri, up north, I was at my aunt and uncle's house. And this would have been in the late 1970s. Experienced a green triangle coming out of the closet. I don't know if any of this stuff has to do with UFOs or not, but it was a green triangle that would come back and forth. And it looked like another world that you could go to. It looked like another room into another place on the other side of this green triangle that would, it was probably about 1.5 to 2 feet big, this green triangle that was glowing, and it would come close to you in your face, and then it'd go back towards the clothes spot, and it'd come back. And we got up in the middle of the night, packed up, and we went to someone else's house and stayed all night because of that. Because we couldn't explain it. We didn't know what it was. But it was a giant green triangle.
Introducing the High Strangeness Coffee Blend by Redacted Coffee Company, a medium roast of the Brazilian kind. This medium roast offers flavors of chocolate and vanilla combined with a distinct fruity taste and a unique sweet floral aroma. The experience of High Strangeness doesn't end there, with a sweet butter aftertaste that doesn't fade as your coffee cools. This coffee regains its flavors all the way through your cup, ensuring it truly is good to the last drop. The veteran-funded, employee-owned Redacted Coffee Company and UFO Chronicles podcast have partnered together to bring you the best coffee on and off the planet. Get 20% off your first order now at redactedcoffee.com/UFO. That's redactedcoffee.com/UFO. Or follow the link below in this episode's description or click on the banner of my website. This podcast is fueled by coffee oozing high strangeness. So what are you waiting for? Wake up to the strange.
Then a time in Excelsior Springs, this would have been around 1981, there was like a robot. I have no idea where it came from or whatever, but it was a like a robot in the bedroom. And I wonder if maybe I have lapses sometimes, you know, where you can't remember stuff around the story part, because there was like a robot there. And then it was gone wherever, however. And I always just figured it had something to do with the UFOs, because that's what we see so much of. And then at that same address, one went up above our house and just kind of hovered a bit. And people would report them. I don't know if who gets the reports, but I know that different people would report the same things that I was seeing or that our family was seeing. It was just odd, you know, because people said they didn't exist, but we were seeing them. You know what I mean? Our whole family, my cousins, aunts, uncles, my grandparents, my parents. And then if anyone was with us, they saw them too. And so I don't see how it can be hallucinated. You know what I mean? None of us did any drugs or smoked, you know. We wasn't into that kind of stuff. We wasn't like a non-drinking family, you know. We just had the different UFOs that we seen. And then at my house, my granddaughter, she's 17 now. She was staying with me, and she seen something at the foot of our bed. And it was some kind of a being, and she said they looked red, you know, had a red coloring to them, a red cast. And I believe in God, you know, and believe in these things at the same time. And it's like, I figure whatever they are, God made them, you know, because I don't believe in evolution. So I give it credit to God, whether they're good or bad, you know. And, but that was what happened to her. And so I didn't think she was ever going to see anything. I was hoping, well, the next generation isn't. But then she started having it. And that's without her knowing all the stories. She's telling the same. Here she comes along telling things that she's having happen to her. And it's just unexplainable. And I don't know if it will ever be able to explain it. I think some of them may actually be our military. And I think some of them, man, as far as I know, they may live in the middle of the earth for all I know. But I just know that they do exist and that they are up there. And I don't know if they... I think they probably have them over there in England. They seem to be about everywhere. It's just that here, I don't know if we're a hot spot or what the deal is, but they seem to have an awful lot around here in the Midwest. And then out in Idaho, it wasn't just us seeing them. When you'd go to church, the people would tell about UFOs they seen in the mountains. So there was other people seeing the same things we was, explaining the same things we was. And I think that there's other dimensions. I don't know how they work, but I think there's other dimensions. I don't know about time travel, about that, but I think there's other dimensions. I think time travel might be possible. And if whoever or whatever this is, they may have it available to them if they got higher technology than us. I wouldn't doubt it, you know. But I don't know what that monkey creature is that we see sometimes. And my sister seen him down in Texas while we was camping. Her and my nephew went for a walk, and they're out in the timbers. And 2 weeks before we got down there, the field next to us, the people we were staying with said that they had a cattle, you know, like a cattle mutilation, no footprints, no anything. And it was in the farm next to it where my sister seen these creatures. But the things she described, I was said was Bigfoot, because the ones she saw, her and my nephew, was taller. They wasn't little monkey creatures. What she's seen was bigger, you know. And this was down in around the Cisco, Texas area, out in the country in the trees. We'd go down there and go camping with some friends. And so it may all be tied together. I don't know.
It seems that your family are very open to this kind of experiences.
Because we've seen it so much, but we don't talk to people about it. You know what I mean? Experienced it in our family or been friends that's seen it, witnessed it with us. And that's why I question if there's maybe been any research done on it, that certain families do have it. And like, I've got American Indian in me too. And if you read the Book of Trails, it talks about fairies. It talks about stuff that you wouldn't think about Indians talking about. They talk about the Seven Sisters, you know, in this star system, some of their beliefs. And then I got the Scottish Irish in me, you know, where my ancestors, they came to America, I think, in 1710, before we were the country. We came here, and then they ended up intermarrying with the Nez Perce Indians that was from Scotland, Ireland. And it's like, well, you got over there with the Scottish Irish people, they got these creatures. They got these creatures. And it's like, did my family inherit them? You know, it's like, this has been a thingy that's been going on a very long time. Maybe we got microchips in this for all I know. And then I've met, it's like, what's the odds of this happening? I met three older women, all that had experienced the Roswell, you know, the Area 51 thing. One of them had dated one of the military guys there. And then one of them was in the car, and one of them was like a waitress or something. And she told me, without knowing any of my stories, she told me about her and her daughter had a thingy, some metal that they got out of up in their nose kind of thing. The one woman that was another one of the ladies, she lived down south, and she would tell about, she thought that Men in Black was bothering her, you know, keeping an eye on her. And she was afraid to talk about anything. And then one of the other ladies, she lived over on the Kansas side, and none of these women knew each other, but they all knew me. And they all told the same story about Area 51, not knowing my history. They shared that with me. And I thought that was another strange thing. And so that's why I question, are there people who have same experiences like me? And it's like, ooh.
You know, a lot of people do have very similar experiences, as, you know, as go by some of our guests on here. And it's great that your family is so open.
That's why I wonder, is it something that we fell asleep and we didn't get to know everything? Because the other ones we got to see, but some of them, you don't pick up right where you're at. You know right then, and then it's like you fall asleep and then wake back up. And then one time, this was around 1976, 77, asked about where did everything go. It took me 4 hours to walk across the front room house we lived in, and it took that long to go across the room. So I was unconscious or something during that time. I don't know why, but I had to have been taken out and took some place. But that was at that place, and all of a sudden I'm there. And so it took me that long to walk across the front room. Then around 1976, we've seen UFO up in the sky, and it, you know, it just sit up there and look at us. Then the one out in Idaho, trying to think what age that was, it was around 19 frame though, and there was all some kind of UFO out there. And I had gotten in that one, and I got it into the one in Excelsior Springs. So I've been in them a couple of times and then seen them more than a couple of times. I used to be with the Watchers Club where I could take the messages and then send it back in to the group. And that was in the 70s I did that. I'm just trying to keep an eye on what comes here. And they do, they really do come. I don't know what makes me nervous. I live by myself now, and something comes in my house. I really don't know what causes it. Because one time there was a giant Snickers candy bar I found on my floor. Then I found a cigarette by my bathroom in the very back on the floor. And then in the front room another time I found a cigarette stuck right here in the floor in my front room. And I came home before, and all my lights was on and my front door was open. I've had that happen more than once. I've called the police. I've had my landlord come over. I've had this happen here, and it's like, it's not just my imagination. Of other people, that's my friends, they're with me bringing me home. They're seeing it, you know? And it's just really crazy, unbelievable. It just really is really something, and I've got lots of different stories, but that's the ones that I can think of right now, and I hope that they're helpful to you.
I really appreciate you coming on today, Melinda. It's been great having you on.
Well, it was nice meeting you. Okay, take care. Thank you very much.
That is all for today. I will be back next week with an encounter from New York and the start of our listeners' competition for some goodies, so don't miss next week. Till then, stay safe and keep watching the skies. Goodbye.